If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Good news for you fans of Ruhlmann's out there. It is Wednesday, which means doors are open for lunch
reboot.
And dinner. That's right, reboot. They're open for the week through Sunday, lunch and dinner.
Oh, dang it.
Filet mignon, New York strip, sirloin for you, Sip.
Incredible sirloin.
Walleye, Chilean sea bass, crab
the
fried
sea
rice.
Sea bass is catching a lot of momentum
is
across
it?
The state.
Well, it should. It
it's,
should.
It's like it's been the sea bass momentum August.
And that's I feel really, it.
Yeah, everyone feels it. It's combination. It's sea bass and Iowa State football.
Oh,
those are the
God.
Things that are really catching. That's what you're hearing the most about as I'm out and about.
Those two things.
Not really.
sea bass. Last year, like going, yeah, it's a Casey season. All they talk about is Iowa State season.
Can't go anywhere.
Can't go anywhere. Tell you one thing, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, why?
It's filming.
I know.
You hear about filming.
He's everywhere.
That's real. That's real.
So yesterday, we announced on the airwaves again that there were some issues with the
Talk
phone number I
this.
Gave out. Now, I'm proud to announce that
what's going on?
I told you that Phil wants you to contact him directly. If you want to be at our August 27th event, our preview for the season, the day before the season, Phil told me that yesterday, almost 50 people got a hold of him. They had made 50 reservations yesterday.
It's a season
the text
preview.
Number.
And if you want, again, please, if you're considering going to our event, there's a prime rib dinner buffet, there's drink tickets, there's football talk. But you need to talk, you need to call or text Phil directly. This is his cell phone. The owner of Ruhlmann's, Phil Ruhlmann.
Please.
Put this down. Write this down, Breakers. 402-403-8640. Once again, 402-403-8640. That's Phil Ruhlmann's direct cell phone number to sign up for our event on August 27th.
And if you're already signed up, or for some reason, some oddity that you can't make it, please still just text Phil this morning like a good morning.
Yep.
Just something. Just
GM.
To, yeah, yeah. Just, yeah. Just,
with a heart.
With a heart.
Yes. He wants to hear from you.
To the heart emoji.
He wants to hear from the Breakers.
Please send Phil a heart emoji about something. Or if you've dined there, let him know your experience.
Yes.
Yes, let him know your experience. That'd be
That's
great.
Direct
send
feedback.
Send him a 2 pink heart one. What is the... That's always a nice... We're going to preview the season.
We are.
And you're going to eat food. It's going to be
And have
beautiful.
Drinks, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we will preview. We'll talk.
We'll cover the game. We'll cover schedule. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a little what a first game scenario might be like.
Ooh.
Like that.
Yeah, first game like scenario. That. What's going on?
Okay.
What's going on in the
like
coaches'
the teams,
minds,
yeah.
with the team, what we're doing, how the offensive coordinator is going to look at this game early, defensive coordinator.
Thank you for that. God.
Doors will open at 6 o'clock that night. The event starts at 7 o'clock. Please come by and hang with us before the season begins August 27th. At Ruhlmann's in Ashland.
Jake can talk about his neurosis on game days.
Oh, yes. It
That'd be fun to talk about.
Oh, God.
We'll find out. That's one thing we will find out. Who else leaves the stadium in protest to think they can change the fortunes of the game?
There's a lot of neurosis. I think I've walked by like three times.
He's doing fitness.
Jake does not leave the stadium like okay, it's discussed in the games. It's 3 minutes to go, and they're down, whatever. He leaves to turn the...
To change the mojo.
Change the mojo.
Yes.
He leaves early enough to
try to help the team out.
And he goes directly to a sports bar to watch the rest of the game on TV.
Interesting that you think that has an impact.
It does, but he does.
Superstitions are a part of life.
Yeah.
As a sports fan, the superstitions that are involved.
Very emphatic.
Very emphatic.
Baseball players don't run on the foul line, right? They jump over that. It's a superstition. Fans have their own superstitions as well.
You'll be neurotic for this game. You'll be nervous.
Oh, absolutely. In KC, I'll be extremely neurotic for that game. 100%.
All right, so this is August
27th, night before the game at Ruhlman's. There was a very odd situation yesterday in college football regarding John Mateer, who Bill loves, and rightfully so, good quarterback at Oklahoma, coming from Washington State.
The gambler.
But somebody was doing...
Kenny Rogers.
Somebody was doing research and going back on his Venmo account for some reason. I don't know who was doing this or why.
Some fan.
But they saw that back in 2022, he had a couple different payments to somebody that was labeled sports betting. One was even specifically said UCLA... and USC.
This was Venmo or PayPal?
Venmo. This is Venmo. Which John Mateer, again...
Did you get his response?
I did. I do have his response. Yeah, let me get this pulled
up. This was released yesterday, last night. I heard it this morning.
John Mateer, here's the response he put out on social media.
This is kind of funny.
He says, "The allegations that I once participated in sports gambling are false. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but were instead inside jokes between me and my friends. I have never bet on sports. I understand the seriousness of the matter, but recognize that, taken out of context, those Venmo descriptions suggest otherwise. I can assure my teammates, coaches, and officials at the NCAA that I have not engaged in any sports gambling." John Mateer.
I guarantee you, somebody said to him, that was like an inside joke, right, John? Right? There's no way you did that, right?
And label it as that, sports betting.
That had to be an inside joke, right?
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
It was not an... I don't believe him.
I don't know what... Well, I believe... I do. Here's the deal. You didn't understand. First of all, if there's anything that you get hit on, I mean... When the day you walk in the door is gambling, I mean, it is one of those things that
I get that.
So if somebody's kind of like, well, it's a little gray to me, and I was like, it's not. I mean, it is hammered so hard from the minute you walk in. I mean, so before you ever even think about doing anything in practice, the number one thing you sign off on, do you understand the ramifications of gambling? Do you understand? I mean, if someone gets up there, and this is the one time, sometimes even, you know, all coaches, hey, we got to get this stuff done. We got to get all this stuff signed. The head coach is right up there like going, is everyone getting this? Are we crystal clear?
It's trouble.
And because this is the one thing that if it creeps into sports, which it always does, but It's horrific. Think what it was like at Iowa State a couple years ago.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Just think about
those
what it was
like.
Those
kids got the speech.
I mean, it was. Can you
they
imagine?
Still did it.
Imagine when Mateer came out. This thing came out. Imagine yesterday at Iowa State. The coach was like, oh, man. Oh, now we're reliving this whole thing again. This is like, oh, not good.
Yeah, and I'm not condemning the kid. It's, I just don't believe the inside joke part. It's not really funny.
It's like, not funny, and I don't know how you'd ever. But at the same time, I also couldn't imagine that you sent someone a Venmo if it was for actually that you wrote down
sports
USC
betting.
Sports betting. USC UCLA.
That's just kind of funny.
But now, unfortunately, freshman, because though. Of this, there has to be an in-depth investigation.
Yep.
This will not be a, guys, we talked to him, joking around, what, and they have to dig in. The
this
whole
is
thing,
where
imagine being in Oklahoma right now, and they're going like, we have to have a great season. Venables is like, I got to have a great season, and we're talking about this because
God.
Of something you did
exactly.
as a freshman?
No, exactly. You know, this is where you'd want to get Will involved in the discussion. How could you check, I mean, is there any way you can...
Apply connected, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I guess he just send money, but if he just sent money to a friend to lay down, well, then you could check the friend to his financial.
But I still don't know
his financial doings. I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd ever even
very layered there.
Every bill. I mean,
layers.
The friend
layered.
Would have to come back and say 100%. We did gamble on that game. I took the money. Yeah. I did this.
No, I think he's clear.
It's still. I don't see there be any way that this thing would probably stick.
No.
Then I learned some more too. I don't even do Venmo. Laura does where it's private. And then other stuff is public.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a way to have a private
Venmo.
So this
was public,
this
though.
It was
out
public.
There.
It was just out there.
Sports betting.
John Mateer paid this
sports
guy.
Betting.
For sports
UCLA. Betting. UCLA.
Yeah.
I just think I'm not even really judging him. It's just kind of dumb. He's a freshman.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing about it. He's just a kid. I mean, if he did it, he did it.
But
you might sit him for what if you just sit him for the Illinois State game?
The level of what you'd have to dig into things. And then there's right now there's people going like, I don't know if we want to be digging into all this stuff. Because all of a sudden, what else comes all of a sudden
right.
number of times.
This opens up a lot of
sometimes
things.
There's a deal that's going like, hey, real quick here, we weren't looking for this, and we found this.
Right.
And it's like, oh wow.
Yeah, I don't
but how someone found this from 22.
Just
going
scrubbing.
Back through, just going through.
Yeah, why is someone doing that, by the way?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's the world we're in.
Yeah. Trying to always get at somebody.
But
yeah,
I couldn't imagine being profile. Oklahoma right now. I really couldn't. Venerable Scott, everyone knows, everybody's like, they're pretty good. Quarterback's pretty good. We'll see what happens here. Does he have to have a season? He has to have a really good year. OU has to have a really good year.
Here's my question. Will the NCAA look into it?
Absolutely.
Will they?
Absolutely. It's when it comes to gambling, this is non-negotiable.
They will look into it.
Oh, it'll be looked into it in depth because they want to be able to say, this is so crystal clear. He was made a funny statement of what he thought was humorous. It is there's nothing there. We're moving on. And also he's also made that Venmo has now been that will be the lead one. So next year, whenever the time is like that, when Nebraska gets together with their team, they will show this.
Yeah.
And they're going to show John Mateer.
Don't do this.
What he did as a freshman, and they say it was being humorous, and this is what he did,
yeah.
And this is what happened.
It's possible. I guess it's possible that it was an inside joke. I just seems, I don't know.
But he will now be used in sports gambling conversations with the team. It'll probably be used, in volleyball, every sport. Like, oh, there's what happens. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to get involved in this? Let me show you what happens.
It's a tough road.
It was a bizarre 24 hours regardless yesterday, that whole situation.
The whole gambling discussion is, it's hard. It's difficult because it's so pervasive now. You can do it so easily. It's so
and
accepted.
And it's everywhere.
Guys talk about it openly.
I heard something the other day, which is true. So you can gamble now, obviously, on everything. If they don't, this is the conversation I listened to the other day, and it's so factual, is that if they still have prop bets,
they do
in college.
Yep,
that's the worst thing ever, because all of a sudden, like that, I mean, you have to be, I'm going to throw for 300 yards. I mean, how easy for is it for someone not? Then all of a sudden you get looked at. All of a sudden it's like looks like he's on pace to throw for 300, and his last five balls went into the stands.
Oh,
there's whatever. I mean, prop bets in college. So the other part you can now that's why they do injury reports. You have to have turned in by Wednesday. You know, yeah. Unavailable. They're out. You never did that back in the day. You never reported anyone being out. It was all of a sudden on game day. You'd be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be going, well, so and so. We heard he's hurt. he's out. You didn't know until kickoff.
Yep.
Now you're going to know on Wednesday if he's out for that reason.
We'll see what happens with John Mateer, but an ugly day yesterday. He tried to walk it back, but
we'll see what happens.
When we come back, mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.